This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for stronger bilateral cooperation between China and Singapore. Meeting with Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong in Beijing, Xi Jinping says the two sides should respect and support each other on issues concerning their core interests and major concerns. Lee Hsien Loong says he fully agrees with Xi Jinping on the evaluation of bilateral ties. He says Singapore follows the One China policy, opposes Taiwan independence, and hopes to see a stable and prosperous China. Singaporean Prime Minister on an official visit to China this week, which wraps up on Thursday. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang holding talks with Lee Hsien Loong on Tuesday. Rescuers and volunteers now digging through the rubble of collapsed schools, homes, and apartment buildings, looking for survivors of Mexico's deadliest earthquake since 1985, as the number of confirmed casualties climbs to around 250. Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 quake striking on the 32nd anniversary of an earlier trembler that killed thousands. It came just 2 hours after earthquake drills were held across Mexico to mark the occasion. Also comes less than 2 weeks after another powerful earthquake killed close to 100 in southern Mexico. One of the most desperate rescue efforts at a primary and secondary school in southern Mexico City, where the wing of a three-story building has collapsed. At least 25 bodies, all but four of them students, have been pulled from that building so far. U.S. dependencies in the Caribbean now starting to take the brunt of Hurricane Maria. The powerful Category 5 hurricane now situated southeast of Puerto Rico and is due to make landfall on the island later tonight. Maria already starting to batter the island of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, packing winds of around 250 kilometers per hour. Maria hammering the former British-held island of Dominica the day before, leaving at least six dead there and tearing the roofs off houses, including the home of the island's prime minister. Forecasts suggesting Maria is going to cross over Puerto Rico as a Category 5 storm and may align directly toward the island's capital, San Juan, which is home to around 400,000 people. Island Safety Commissioner issuing a dire warning in advance of the massive storm, warning people across the island to, quote, evacuate or die. Two more men have been arrested in connection with last week's bombing on the London Underground, bringing the total now being held up to five. 48-year-old and 30-year-old men being detained under the Terrorism Act after a search at an address in the community of Newport in southern Wales. They have yet to be identified. Authorities have also not said what role the two new suspects might have had in Friday's attempted bombing. Homemade explosive device going off inside a packed rush hour subway station in West London, leaving 30 people injured, but no fatalities, as the bomb failed to go off properly. Police say they believe an 18-year-old refugee from the Middle East responsible for delivering the bomb. The Islamic State claiming responsibility for what is the fifth terrorist attack in the UK over the past 6 months. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemning North Korea's nuclear tests while delivering his annual work report to the UN General Assembly. Guterres warning that global anxieties about nuclear weapons are at the highest level since the end of the Cold War. The UN Security Council passing a resolution last week to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test in early September. The U.S. Army has reportedly inaugurated its first military base in Israel. The base houses dozens of U.S. soldiers operating radar devices alongside Israeli soldiers. Israeli military reportedly saying the new base, located inside an existing Israeli Air Force base in the south, sending a message of readiness to Israel's enemies. Airbus has inaugurated its A330 completion and delivery center in Tianjin. This is Airbus's first production facility for its wide-body aircraft outside of Europe. Airbus says the center employs more than 250 people and should be able to deliver two aircraft per month by early 2019. The center will be tasked with cabin installation, aircraft painting, and flight testing, as well as aircraft delivery. Airbus's main rival, Boeing, also building its first overseas facility in the port city of Zhoushan. That'll be a Boeing 737 completion center similar to Airbus's in Tianjin. That is scheduled to be completed sometime next year. Around 80 people, including 76 high school students, had to be hospitalized after a swarm of bees attacked them in the province of Shanxi on Tuesday. Incident taking place shortly after 7 a.m. on Tuesday, with a swarm of bees attacking around 140 students in total at the school in the city of Baoji. One of the students said to be in serious but non-life-threatening condition. China expecting a tourism boom for the upcoming National Day and Mid-Autumn festivals. More than 700 million trips expected to be made from October 1st through to the 8th. It's estimated that national tourism revenues during that period will reach 590 billion yuan, up around 10% from the same period last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.